I believe it's absolutely vital to health and well-being. I see it as very much a foundation of our health, in just the same way as things like having clean air to breathe and getting a good night's sleep is. If we don't get those things, then we will either gradually or very quickly become ill. We can't maintain well-being and could, you know, lead to very serious chronic illnesses as well. So it is very much a vital part. And without healthy nutrition, our bodies can't grow, they can't repair themselves, and the different systems can't function properly. So there's no way we're going to be healthy and have a sense of well-being in the long term if we're not eating well.
And what do you think is stopping people from living healthier lives when there's so much information and so many alternatives available at the moment?
I think there's a lot of reasons for that. And in some cases, those reasons may be perceptions rather than actual fact. The huge issue in today's society is the busyness. You know, everybody has such busy, hectic lives, less and less time at home to prepare food, to plan food, to shop for food. The huge thing that is the marketing of convenience foods, the availability, the variety and abundance of convenience foods and processed foods. The fact that they're easy and, you know, you can get them quickly and they have a lot of sugar, salt and fat added to them, so, you know, they can be quite tasty as such. Although once your taste buds get used to not eating that food, then they won't be so tasty. There's also the, I suppose, people's feeling that it's difficult to get your head around the information, to understand it. There's so much of it, it can sometimes be confusing, mixed messages, what's right, what's not right. And the idea that it costs a lot of money to eat healthily, that healthy food has to be organic, which isn't necessarily true, that you can't shop in supermarkets, you know, if you're going to eat healthily, it has to be specialist shops. But basically, I think that the main thing is that it just requires a huge amount of time and effort. I agree that it does take time and effort, like changing any habit, but I don't think it's as difficult as people think it may be. And I think with time and with support, that can happen.
And as a nutritional therapist, what help can you offer someone who wants to improve their diet in a sustainable way?
Okay. Well, for it to be sustainable, there has to be a willingness on the part of the person to change. And what we would offer is a very tailor-made package that suits that person individually. Again, it relates back to the biochemical individuality of people. We would take a person's medical history, their health history, what they want to attain health-wise, any conditions or illnesses that they have, including any medication that they might be on, a person's lifestyle, their budget, their level of experience and knowledge about food and also cooking, because, you know, you might be working with somebody who doesn't do the cooking in the house, doesn't do the shopping, that kind of thing. So we would work with them to make a very tailored diet change plan for them. We can also offer testing. So testing for hormonal imbalances, blood testing for things like checking cholesterol, that kind of thing, stool analysis to check for digestive problems, see if a person might have, you know, something like candida or yeast overgrowth that's causing a problem for them.
And for a person, say, on a tight budget that may not be able to afford professional help, what could they do for themselves?
Okay, there's lots and lots of things that people can do for themselves. A very basic thing is to try and increase the amount of fruit and vegetables you get in your diet. When you're making meals like dinners, soups, stews, casseroles, even sauces for pasta, for meat, for fish, is to get more vegetables into those things. And often if you grate the vegetables, that's a great idea, and particularly for children, say grating carrots, courgettes, things into sauces. Making your own soups. It's actually really, really easy, and I didn't believe this at first, to make soup, and it's a huge opportunity to get healthy foods in. You can also nowadays get cans of beans, lentils, different pulses in the supermarkets, and if you add those into your soups and stews and casseroles, it'll stretch the meat further, it'll stretch the meal further, so you can feed more mouths with less of the expensive products, and it's getting more healthy stuff into your diet. Another idea would be that if money is tight and you're on a strict budget, but you wanted to get some kind of professional help, would be to get a group of people together and approach a nutritional therapist, ask them to give you a talk or a demonstration, you know, spend an evening or a couple of hours with you, spread the cost, and you'll learn an awful lot from that.
And finally, can you share any inspiring story of change that you have been part of?
I can, Olive, yeah. I suppose I have my own story, which is as a child growing up, I would have been kind of, I suppose, chubby, a bit overweight. That would have developed into more of a problem as a teenager, and went on then to have very low energy, low moods because of it, right through my 20s. And it was only in my 20s then I started to find out some more about food and how that affects you. And during my teens and 20s, I would have also tried every diet under the book or in the book to sort that out. And then in my 20s, I discovered that there is a way of eating that actually allows your body to regulate itself naturally, regulate your weight naturally, and that's a whole food diet. And it makes it very easy then to stay healthy and to maintain a healthy weight, and it radically improved my energy and my mood. So there was obviously something hormonal going on for me too, and it helped me to rebalance all of that. So there are very definitely, success stories out there, and it does make a difference to people.